Welcome to the show. Unless you've been living in a cave, you know the crypto market has exploded. Many crypto investors have no love for the Federal Reserve, fractional banking, government regulations, and so forth. Many crypto investors range from being libertarian-minded to simply people who enjoy thinking and acting outside the box. That said, most crypto platforms have now adopted the same illegal practices employed by banks and other financial institutions, especially when it comes to acting as government enforcement officers concerning the income tax. Let me state this clearly. If you are an American citizen living in one of the states of the Union who has invested in crypto for your own personal satisfaction, such as realizing a gain in value, the income tax has precisely nothing to do with your crypto activities. Want to understand why that is? Good, because I'm about to lay it out for you.
The Dr. Reality Vodcast with Dave Champion.
Let's start with this. As you may know, income tax is my area of expertise. I am the author of Income Tax Shattering the Myths, the best-selling book in America that reveals the truth of the income tax the government does not want you to know, which is that Congress's income tax laws do not impose the income tax on ordinary, hardworking Americans like you. I've been spreading the truth of the income tax for 32 years, which is also the number of years I have not filed an income tax return or paid a penny of income tax. In order to determine whether your crypto activities are subject to income tax, it's important to know upon who Congress has imposed the income tax and for engaging in what activities. I'm going to lay it out for you, but I obviously can't go into as much detail here as I do in Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Today, I'm going to share some powerful facts with you, but if you want to see the mountains of legal evidence that undergird those facts, you'll need to read Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Before I get into the nitty-gritty of the issue, I want to let you know I'm running a special on my website, drreality.news, drreality.news. Any order containing Income Tax Shattering the Myths gets free shipping by using the code tariffs. More on that at the end. As you can see in the graphic, there are two fields, an upper field and a lower field. The top field contains the description of the two classes of persons upon whom Congress has imposed the income tax. The bottom field describes the class of persons Congress has designated to collect the income tax owed by the two classes in the upper field. As an aside, class of person is just a legal phrase describing a category that may include both human beings and legal entities, such as corporations, which are often referred to in law as persons, hence class of person. In the upper field, which shows you upon whom Congress has imposed the income tax, you see two classes. The first is non-resident aliens with U.S. source income. The second is foreign corporations with U.S. source income. In terms of the person upon whom Congress has imposed the income tax, those two classes are it. There is no third class. The lower field describes the persons Congress has designated in tax law to collect the income tax from those described in the upper field. And of course, once they collect the tax, they are then required to file a return and pay the tax to the Treasury Department. Let's read who Congress has designated to collect the tax imposed on the persons in the upper field. Those people are, quote, a U.S. citizen, U.S. resident, or domestic corporation acting as a withholding agent on U.S. source income belonging to a resident alien or foreign corporation. What I just described to you in the last, maybe minute and a half, is the long and short of U.S. income tax law. It is the A to Z, the thousands of pages of income tax law, all distilled down to what took me a minute and a half to explain to you. I imagine that right now some of you may be thinking, that can't be true. Okay, so tell me, do you believe what I just presented cannot be true because of your deep experience reading income tax law, or because you're confident the government would never lie or spread disinformation, especially when trillions of dollars are on the line? Yeah, I know that was kind of dickish, but I needed to make the point that you have no good reason to think the reality I shared with you is not factual. Your knee-jerk reaction that it can't be true is based on emotion, not knowledge, not facts. Back to the three classes. Every single element of U.S. income tax law pertains exclusively to those three classes. Every aspect of the IRS's administration of the income tax pertains to those three classes. Let's explore a bit further. In law, every tax has a mechanism by which to collect the tax from those who owe it. In U.S. income tax law, there are only two collection mechanisms. One is Chapter 3 of the Code, entitled Withholding of Tax on Non-Resident Aliens and Foreign Corporations. The other is Chapter 24, entitled Collection of Income Tax at Source on Wages. Chapter 24 is the command to various government entities to withhold U.S. income tax from the wages received by non-resident aliens in government employ. Now that we know from whom the tax is to be collected, who is to perform the collection? Those folks are known as withholding agents. Here's the definition of withholding agent, which you can find at 26 CFR 1.1441-7, subsection A. For the purpose of Chapter 3 of the Internal Revenue Code and the regulations under such chapter, the term withholding agent means any person, U.S. or foreign, that has the control, receipt, custody, disposal, or payment of any item of income of a foreign person. Whenever a business or someone in the financial sector says, we're going to withhold income tax from that payment, the company is saying three things. One, they are saying they are acting as a withholding agent. Two, they are saying you are a foreign person. And three, they are saying that as the withholding agent, they are withholding the income tax you owe as a foreign person with U.S. source income. Let me share with you some information from Treasury Decision 8734. I did a thorough presentation on 8734 a while back. I'll put the link down in the notes. You'll also find more information from 8734 in Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Treasury Decision 8734 is entitled Section 1441, Withholding of Tax on Non-Resident Aliens. And the subtitle is 26 CFR 1.1441-1, Requirement for the Deduction and Withholding of Tax on Payments to Foreign Persons. 8734 is 123 pages, and I've read the entire thing. Every single word of 8734 applies exclusively to, as the subtitle says, the deduction and withholding of tax on payments to foreign persons. Let me share with you something from 8734 that's relevant to today's discussion. I'm going to give it to you in plain English, and then we'll read the relevant part of 8734. Here it is in plain English. Information reporting, which is done with information returns, such as W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, etc., is applicable only to U.S. source income being moved from its U.S. point of origin to its foreign owner. Before I share the relevant part of 8734, remember, 8734 addresses only the deduction and withholding of tax on payments of U.S. source income to foreign persons. Speaking of information reporting, 8734 says, quote, a payor making payments to foreign persons must also be aware of the information reporting provisions under Chapter 61 of the Code and other withholding regimes, such as Section 3406, backup withholding, Section 3402, wage withholding, and Section 3405, withholding on pensions, annuities, etc. Here you have the Secretary of the Treasury, who is the highest authority in the nation concerning taxation, saying in his Treasury decision that wage withholding and withholding on pensions, annuities, etc. are only to be performed on U.S. source income being paid to a foreign person. Since the income tax was enacted in 1913, how many Treasury decisions say that wage withholding and withholding on pensions, annuities, etc. are to be performed on U.S. source income belonging to anyone other than a foreign person? That would be zero. Let's move to Treasury Decision 8881 and focus on wage withholding. Treasury Decision 8881 is entitled revisions to regulations relating to withholding of tax on certain U.S. source income paid to foreign persons, and provisions of information reporting regulations. Like 8734, it deals exclusively with U.S. source income being moved from its U.S. point of origin to its foreign owner. On page 143, speaking of U.S. source income paid to a foreign person in the form of wages, 8881 says, quote, such compensation would be subject to withholding under Section 3402. I want to make sure you understand what you just heard. In that sentence, the Secretary of the Treasury is saying that U.S. source income paid to a foreign person in the form of wages is subject to withholding under Section 3402 of the Code. So then, what is Section 3402? We've looked at Section 3402 in a number of other presentations. It is the only section in the tax code that commands wage withholding, and it reads, quote, except as otherwise provided in this section, every employer making payment of wages shall deduct and withhold upon such wages a tax determined in accordance with the blah, blah, blah. On page 204, speaking of what forms are to be used and when, Treasury Decision 8881 says, quote, any item required to be reported on a Form W-2, including an item required to be shown on Form W-2 solely by reason of 1.6041-2 relating to the return of information for payments to employees. So, what is 26 CFR 1.6041-2? It's the regulation commanding that employers file a Form W-2 with the IRS concerning the income tax withheld from an employee's paycheck. And it reads, wages paid to an employee are required to be reported on Form W-2. Let's take a quick second to make sure we're clear on what the Secretary just said. In a Treasury decision that deals exclusively with payments of U.S. source income to foreign persons, he said that income tax is to be withheld from the U.S. source income paid to foreign persons in the form of wages, and specifically connected that to the one and only statute commanding wage withholding. That was followed by the Secretary saying that when income tax is withheld from a foreign person's wages under authority of Section 3402, then the withholding has to be reported to the IRS on Form W-2. If we shift away from wages, also on page 204, Section E states, quote, any item required to be reported on Form 1099 and such other forms as prescribed pursuant to the information reporting provisions of Section 6041 through 6050P and the regulations under those sections. Here, we see the Secretary saying that U.S. source income belonging to a foreign person but paid to a foreign person's domestic agent, known in law as a U.S. person, is to be reported on Form 1099. I imagine some of you might be thinking, okay, so Treasury Decision 8734 and 8881 make clear that wage withholding and filing of Form W-2 pertains to U.S. source income paid to foreign persons, as well as that a person is to file a Form 1099 when U.S. source income has been paid to the U.S. agent of a foreign person who owns the income. I get that. So where are the Treasury decisions talking about wage withholding, the filing of W-2s and 1099s, when the income is owned by an American citizen, not a foreign person? Great question. The answer is, there aren't any. Why not? There aren't any because the income tax has not been imposed on Americans earning their own domestic income. A quick note before I continue, if you enjoy this kind of knowledge that you'll never get from any source other than this channel, please take a moment to subscribe and hit the like button so the algorithms will show this content to more people. Also, for a limited time, you can get free shipping on any of my writings as long as Income Tax Shattering the Myths is included in your order. Simply use the code TARIFFS at checkout. I'll share that again later. Let's tie what you just learned into the Form 1040. Quick recap. Wage withholding is only to be conducted upon non-resident aliens receiving U.S. source income in the form of wages. Chapter 3 withholding is to be performed by U.S. persons acting as withholding agents on U.S. source income belonging to foreign corporations or non-resident aliens when not paid in the form of wages. In short, 100% of income tax collected is from U.S. source income belonging to foreign persons. The income tax was enacted in 1913. From that day until this very minute, there are 11 Treasury decisions in which the Secretary says Form 1040 is to be used by non-resident aliens with U.S. source income or the non-resident alien's domestic agent. Since 1913, there are zero Treasury decisions saying anyone else is to use a 1040. In other words, there is a direct legal connection from the collection of income tax from the U.S. source income of non-resident aliens to the non-resident alien or his domestic agent filing a 1040. You might find it interesting that Form 1120, which is used by corporations, is the corporate version of the 1040. The 1120 is to be used by foreign corporations to report the taxes owed on their U.S. source income. Now, let's bring this back around to crypto. Most, if not all, crypto exchanges have adopted the illegal practice of demanding a person trading on the platform sign a Form W-9. Why do I say it's illegal? Here's why. According to the Secretary of the Treasury, the sole legal purpose of Form W-9 is for a U.S. citizen, U.S. resident, or domestic corporation, known in tax law as a U.S. person, to declare, under penalty of perjury, that the money he, she, it is receiving belongs to a foreign person. That's it. There is no other legal purpose for a W-9. Accordingly, how can a crypto exchange, or any financial institution for that matter, demand you commit perjury as a condition of establishing an account? There are only a couple of options to explain this illegal behavior. One, for some odd reason, the exchange has decided to open accounts only for Americans who are investing capital that belongs to foreigners. Two, management is completely ignorant about tax law and stupidly believes that ordinary Americans investing or depositing their own funds must sign a W-9. Number three is a subset of point two, and is that the exchange management is ignorant as hell, so it relies on the advice of accountants and or lawyers who are also ignorant as hell, and management never bothers to determine if the information given to them by the ignorant accountants or lawyers is accurate. Four, the government reaches out to the exchange management and tells them that every American who opens an account must sign a W-9, and management never bothers to determine if that's factual. The fact that the government said it must be done is good enough for them. As a recap, point one would be odd as hell. Also, if it were true, it would mean that millions of accounts in every financial institution in America exist only for the benefit of foreigners, with Americans being allowed to open an account only when acting as a foreigner's agent. Options two through four are almost as bizarre because it means that hundreds of thousands of accountants and lawyers who are advising these institutions don't know the true purpose of a W-9 or are acting as shills for the government. If they're acting as shills for the government, why does the government want every financial account in America to be classified as receiving U.S. source income belonging to a foreign person? Here's why. Because the income tax has not been imposed on ordinary Americans earning their own domestic income, the IRS would be constitutionally unable to seize money from the accounts opened by Americans. However, when you open an account using a W-9, you are attesting, under penalty of perjury, that the money going into the account is not yours. It belongs to the foreign person for whom you're acting as a domestic agent. Since 99.9% of Americans don't know anything about income tax, including upon whom the income tax has been imposed, the vast majority of Americans don't know the right thing to say to make the IRS fuck off. So they end up in trouble with the IRS coming after them for income taxes the American does not owe. In some cases, the IRS will seize money from a person's account. You know, the account that was opened with a W-9. In cases where the IRS seizes money from an account at a financial institution, some Americans, who are aware of their constitutionally protected rights, but don't know anything about tax law, will rush to federal court and ask the judge to stop the IRS because, under the Constitution, the IRS has no authority to seize an American's property without a judicial hearing. The citizen will make that argument in his filing. The government will move for dismissal, and the court will immediately grant the government's motion. The American who went to court, and anyone watching the case, will say, "See, the courts are corrupt." What the petitioner didn't understand is that by opening the account with a W-9, he swore under penalty of perjury that the property in the account was not his. It belongs to the foreign person for whom he is acting as a domestic agent. In other words, based on what the account holder swore to on the W-9, the government did not seize a penny of his property. It seized the foreign guy's property. When the American went into court arguing the government was illegally seizing his property, he was making an argument that was factually and legally inaccurate. Because the pleading was both legally and factually inaccurate, the case was dismissed. Remember, it is not the judge's job to explain the law to you. Knowing the law is your responsibility, and 99.9% of the American people shirk that responsibility. So, when does the account holder learn of his error? When does he learn the truth? Well, in 99.9% of the cases, the answer is never. In the tiny number of cases in which the person eventually learns the truth, it's usually decades after the fact. At this point in time, because I'm the only one in the nation talking about it, almost no one in the United States understands what I've just explained to you. Let me also share an idiosyncrasy of how this works at some companies. In some cases, they will ask you to provide your Social Security number without asking you to sign a W-9. Don't be fooled by that. They are dropping your Social Security number into the W-9 module of their software. In other words, as far as our computer is concerned, which of course runs the whole show, you signed a W-9, even though you didn't. Whether it's a bank account, a stock trading account, a Forex trading account, a crypto account, or any other similar account, what we're discussing today is standard operating procedure. It's also illegal. Understanding that, what do you do when every single company is doing the same illegal thing? Is there a solution for this? Well, no. And yes, what do you imagine your odds are of convincing Coinbase or Bank of America to open an account without demanding you commit perjury by signing a Form W-9, even though you're not acting as the domestic agent of a foreign person? If you said zero, yeah, you're correct. But here's where things get good. First off, I don't recommend anyone exit the income tax scam until they've read Income Tax Shattering the Myths. The reason for that is because, as Voltaire said, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. For that reason, it is essential to know what the law says rather than fly by the seat of your pants. And it is so easy to know what the law really says. All you have to do is read Income Tax Shattering the Myths. It's just that simple. After you read Income Tax Shattering the Myths, the government will never again be able to pull the wool over your eyes about the income tax, most specifically the fact that it has never been imposed on you. So, how do you safely walk away from the income tax scam when financial institutions and crypto exchanges illegally demand you sign forms that don't remotely apply to you and then file information returns, such as 1099s, that create a completely false legal presumption about you and your financial activities? It's far more simple than you might imagine. One might even say it's shockingly simple. Do you want out of the scam? Do you want to keep 100% of what your intelligence and your ability have earned you? Do you also want to correct the false legal presumptions raised by having signed, under penalty of perjury, that you're someone you're not, engaged in doing something you're not? I got you. Drop me a line at dave@drreality.news. Alexander Solzhenitsyn famously said, "The simple step of the courageous individual is to not take part in the lie. I will show you how to safely step away from the lie and live the truth." But again, that all begins by reading Income Tax Shattering the Myths so that you aren't taking anyone's word for the facts because you've read the mountains of incontrovertible evidence with your own eyes. If you order it now, I'll pay the shipping. In fact, right now I'm offering free shipping on any order from my Dr. Reality website if the order contains a copy of Income Tax Shattering the Myths. I'm going to suggest you purchase the 4-pack, which contains Income Tax Shattering the Myths, the Business Guide to Payroll Withholding, the Business Handbook for Form W-9, 1099, and U.S. Person, and Body Science. The first reason to get the 4-pack is the price is already deeply discounted from purchasing the 4 items individually. The second reason is that in addition to it being deeply discounted, you get free shipping by using the code TARIFFS. Here's a quick overview of each item in the 4-pack. Income Tax Shattering the Myths. You already know what that's going to give you. Mountains of incontrovertible proof that the income tax has never been imposed on ordinary hardworking Americans like you. Did I mention I have not filed an income tax return or paid a penny of income tax in 32 years, and many readers of Income Tax Shattering the Myths have safely walked away from the scam. The Business Guide to Payroll Withholding is a 13-page item intended to help workers convey the truths we've been discussing today to the company for which they work in order to ask them to follow the law and stop withholding. Not everyone is articulate or can recall legal citations on the spur of the moment, so I wrote the Business Guide to Payroll Withholding to help with that. It's also a great primer if you want to wake somebody up to the truth of the income tax. The Business Handbook for Forms W-9, 1099, and U.S. Person is also 13 pages and is intended to help self-employed people communicate to those with whom they do business why they are not required to furnish a Form W-9 and why the person or entity paying them is not legally required, and in fact is not legally permitted, to file a Form 1099. The handbook is also a great primer if you want to wake somebody up to the truth of the income tax. Body Science is my groundbreaking work on human physiology that is the key to what so many people say they want these days, which is to turn around the health of the American people. Sadly, the vast majority of Americans prefer to get their views on nutritional physiology from a corrupt media rather than a physiologist who tears down the false establishment health narratives and gives you the science of getting and staying healthy presented in a way everyone can understand. If you're sincere about getting and staying healthy and you want that for people you care about, you need to read Body Science. I practice what I preach. I adhere to everything you'll discover in Body Science at 65. I'm as healthy as I was at 25. I'm in perfect health. No chronic diseases, no big pharma products, and I haven't been sick a day in years. Among many other benefits, that's how your immune system will function if you follow what you learn in Body Science. So go to drreality.news and pick up Income Tax Shattering the Myths or the 4-pack. Remember to use the coupon code TARIFFS to get free shipping on any order containing Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Also, by purchasing any of my writings, it helps me to continue to be here for you with these revealing and thought-provoking presentations. If you found today's content intriguing and compelling, please help spread the word by sharing this video far and wide. Thank you for sharing your time with me today. I hope you consider it time well spent.